Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Many of you have probably never heard of John Bunyan. Who was he? Is he like Paul Bunyan's cousin? No, John Bunyan wrote the second best-selling book in all of history, second only to the Bible in sales. The book is called Pilgrim's Progress. Let's investigate, shall we? John Bunyan was born in 1628 in the little village of Estow, England. Estow was a cluster of 60 or so small cottages spread through the forest. They were poor folks. John's father, Thomas, was a sort of a blacksmith, a tinker, who repaired pots and pans for the people of the area. John was a tall, strong boy who became a ringleader among the boys of the village. His parents did little to discipline him, and he became a rebel. He later described his young life marked by cursing, lying, and blaspheming the holy name of God, symptoms of a hard and desperate heart. King Charles I appointed William Laud Bishop of London. Laud favored Catholicism. The Puritan practice of preaching and Bible teaching was banned. The power of the priesthood over the laity was elevated. Those who refused to bow to the power of the church received vicious punishment, brandings, and mutilation, including cutting off an offender's ears. Arminianism was on the rise, challenging the long-held doctrine of Calvinism. These were the spiritual conflicts into which John Bunyan was born.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.